Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
When are you going in the woods? When are you going to us? I should have stayed in front New Hampshire. We're watching Yellow Brick Road.
I'm watching football while we're doing this.
Episode 23 of Ozcast. We have a very special episode this week.
Something spooky.
And so
this might be the first video episode. We should include this.
Yeah, you know what? We might post the whole episode to YouTube just like this. Ozcast, you know, Ozcast is a side project that I have real jobs to do sometimes, and last week they just called me up and were like, hey, you got to go to Kansas right now, and so I left. But you know what, unlike the past few vacations I've gone on, I said I'm not giving up on Ozcast. We're doing it while I'm on my trip. I got a day off, so we're recording the ep today while I'm in Truckee, California.
Wow, that paradise in the West. That jewel of the coast.
The jewel of California. this is actually, I'm where the Donner Party was when they got
spooky.
Trapped and had to eat each other. Spooky.
We're doing something spooky today.
Yeah, we're doing
spooktacular.
We are doing the hit 2010.
Yeah, 2010
feature movie. Yellow.
Yellow Brick Road. No spaces.
All one word.
All one word.
Why?
It's scary.
It's scarier if there's all one word.
I don't remember the director, but I do remember that Robert Eggers did the costumes.
Robert Eggers was costume designer, and you know what I have to say?
They were clothes.
They were normal clothes. There is one piece of clothing, the hat, in this.
Yeah,
I would say plays a role in the movie. I also. You know, people like the actors in this are just normal people, but at one point, one of the lead actresses is wearing a tank top and she's just got like a heart tattoo, like right on her shoulder. And I was like, that's a little distracting to me. I don't know. I know it was probably just her tattoo, they weren't going to cover it up, but I don't know. I was just like, why she got that? What that mean?
Yeah. I like the one moment where I don't remember which character, it was one of the women, they walk in, they're just wearing like a keffiyeh, like the Palestinian like scarf.
Yeah, I don't actually know if I remember that specifically.
You know what's another, I was watching Teen Wolf the other, like a couple months ago, and someone's wearing that in that too. And I mean, I know it's like old, but I'm just like, wow, didn't expect that to pop up in Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf is woke.
Much like the last scene where that guy shows his penis. I didn't expect that to turn up in Teen Wolf either.
Was that the show or the movie?
No, that's the movie. During like the final basketball game, like someone flashes the camera and they like kept it in.
Awesome.
Wow. You can't really tell because it's like grainy and like from the 80s, but yeah, like someone's flashing.
Wow.
It's like the Hanging Munchkin. It's part of film lore.
Yeah, even though the Hanging Munchkin is not real, and we will be interviewing him because he survived hanging himself in Munchkin. That'd be crazy.
I look cool, man.
You look great. For those just listening on the audio version of the pod, Andre has some kind of Zoom filter on that's giving him like a dusty beard. Kind of looks like my beard a little bit. But maybe more kind of Tony Starky, and red,
look like a playboy.
cherry red lipstick and dark eyebrows.
I look like a Persian man.
You look like you put on lipstick. Kind of
Yeah.
like your name is like Andre Yanniopoulos.
So true.
You look like the Joker. All right, well, you know what? This is our first show that we're doing on Zoom, our first video show, I guess.
Sure.
But you know, we got a lot we got to get through here.
Can I change my name?
And I know Andre's going to be very distracted this whole show because he can do little effects and stuff. But I can do them too. Look, I can do oh, you see that? Wait, do you see that? Oh, a little spooky guy in the corner. Ooh, ha ha ha.
That's cool.
All right. We're done with that now. Except for this. Ha ha ha. All right. Well, let's get into our first segment, Oz
What's
News.
the news looking like?
Hey, what's the news, Toots?
I'm only looking at myself. I'm gonna do so many faces.
Yeah, the video version of this pod is going to be something special. Oz News. This is from People Magazine. So this is a real bit of news. John M. Chu, who is the director for Wicked and Wicked for
Right,
Good,
right.
says that they've recruited a secret celebrity voice actor to be the voice for the Cowardly Lion.
Was me.
And Andre has changed his name to Andre M. Chu. are we
Who do you think of the Cowardly Lion's gonna be? Probably Jeffrey Tambor or Harvey Weinstein or
No,
maybe Kevin Spacey
probably not, though. Probably something like
Louis
Stockard
C.K.
Channing, maybe. She's still alive.
Who
Maybe
did you say? Caitlyn Jenner?
Stockard Channing. You know,
Stucker? That's their name?
Stockard.
Stucker?
No,
I'm bleeding like a Stucker pig.
Stockard Channing, who is still alive, goated. She's in Grease. She's bed. She's Rizzo from Grease.
She's Lizzo?
And Lizzo will be playing the Cowardly Lion.
Hey, they won't even need to change that much. Just put a fucking tail on her. I guess the Cowardly Lion isn't fat.
I just took a DNA test, turned
Remember
100% Cowardly Lion.
when Pete Buttigieg was like, "I'm 100% that candidate."
I'm 100% that Pete.
That is one of he's like on like the Today Show with Lizzo or something, and he like starts saying it, and Lizzo thinks he's gonna say the N-word, and she's like aghast, and then he's like. That candidate.
Have you seen To Wong Fu yet?
What?
Have you seen To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar?
What are you saying to me?
Have you seen the movie To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar?
No, I've not heard of that at all. Is
You
that
never
what
heard
it
of
is?
that movie?
No.
It's directed by B-Ban Kidron.
Is this the guy who
It's
made Yellow
so
Brick
lame.
Road?
No, it's not related. It's related to Stockard Channing, but I'm still
Oh, okay.
Julie Newmar's in it,
Neymar, my favorite soccer player.
yeah, so true. I love when the kids are like, Mr. Dillon, who do you like more, Ronaldo or Messi? And I'm like, they're still on this?
Gotta be messy.
I'm like, dude, it's Messi all the way. I love Messi. Yeah, so John M. Chu, we got a little distracted. He
My
goes,
brother.
my brother, Andre's brother, John M. Chu. This is the hardest I think I've laughed on an ep in so long. This is.
We should do every episode on Zoom. We should do it on Zoom in the same room.
Oh, man. We're gonna probably start doing video apps after this. I think this is gonna
For
change.
content. This is gonna go viral on TikTok.
This goes viral. You remember my hit joke last episode where I was like, I'm JFK. And you were like, what are you doing? And I went, this goes viral.
Yeah. Like they love impressions on TikTok.
Yeah.
Tick tonk. What's the problem?
Chu said of contacting the actor via Instagram, I was like, it's not a ton of lines, but maybe you have a little time. I know you're busy. I'll come to you, said Chu, 45. And he was like, why the freak? But he didn't say freak, not let's go.
What the fuck? John M. Cho's asking me to fucking suck him off. They punch Chris Ross in the penis.
And then we went and recorded the lines. Man, wait until the red carpet when the actor who gave us the Cowardly Lion's voice steps foot on it. It'll be
Fucking
wild.
defensive holding.
Defensive holding. Oh my God. And then it says, Burt Lahr played the original one.
Burt Lard.
He's eating me, and now he's going to eat her. Yeah, it says Chu said we definitely casted Dorothy, or we definitely cast Dorothy. But that, so they're not using AI Judy Garland, which is nice, I think.
That's good.
Unless he's lying and they cast AI Judy Garland as Dorothy.
Maybe they'll cast her great granddaughter.
Maybe Liza's doing it.
The lively and nubile Liza
89-year-old.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Woman. Liza did play Dorothy in that like whatever it was called.
Yeah, from like the 70s or
Yeah,
whatever.
in that animated movie where Danny Thomas plays the signpost, I think. Danny Thomas famous for being on What's My Line?
Right.
So another connection to look at me. Andre's doing sultry looks at me with his lips.
Sorry, I'm editing something. I'm editing something important.
Okay, I don't have your whiteboard up. Do you still have your whiteboard here?
How do, let's see how I get that back.
All right, well, no, we're gonna move on to the next piece of Oz news.
There it is.
Okay, since we're still only on the first piece of
Yeah, let's
Oz,
get off Oz News.
let's get off of what are you drawing? Andre Daly, what does that mean?
I'm John Daly's son.
Oh, he's a football guy. I was thinking of Tim Daly. I don't even know who.
Now, from fucking What's My Line, you fool? The news reporter.
Yeah. John Daly. I'm John Daly's son. Why are you drawing cubes? What are you doing?
That's the only thing I know how to draw. That's what I've been drawing for 40 years. Is whenever I'm bored, I draw cubes.
Yeah, honestly, it works though.
They're like little faces.
Hobbs State Park brings far Wizard of Oz theme to Living Forest.
Oh, that sounds cool.
They were this is in where Arkansas. So if you're down in Arkansas, maybe go over on Hobbs State Park. I always get confused when I'm reading articles and somebody says they're a naturalist. I get confused because naturist is like a nudist and naturalists just
Yeah.
care about trees. And it was
Yeah.
we were talking to a naturalist. I was like, you're talking to a naked guy in the park? But no. Yeah, it says they were lifting up 80-foot tall, 60-year-old pine trees in clumps and throwing them together and sawing through them. And then they were like, yeah, this is crazy. This kind of looks like a tornado went through. Oh, what if we did like Wizard of Oz here? And with Wicked, it's like blowing up. I was out there sweaty, sawdust, and looking for a way to see the positive and help the general public come to the knowledge of the way that the forest works. Yeah, I kind of breezed through this article, but it's
Hey,
like,
that's cool.
yeah,
I'm
it's.
glad the Forest Service is taking a stance on Oz and that they're
Yeah,
pro.
they're like making it about the Oz thing.
There's too many factions of government that are anti-Oz in this
Yeah,
fucked up
good thing
country.
Santee Lakes, California. I'm there. I'm in California. Santee Lakes are doing a follow the yellow brick road tr spooktacular trunk or treat this the Halloween.
Okay.
So that's fun. You know, they're gonna have classic characters there, and
Like
they're gonna
Meat Wad.
have no, not like Meatwad. Like the lion and the tiger,
Master Shake.
they're not doing Aqua Teen for Zorvago's creepy critters are gonna be there. They're gonna have mini golf and food trucks. And I heard pork belly barbecue and Takis Laszlo Chuchis are gonna be there.
Wow, Takis Las Bertucci's are there?
Yeah, Takis Laszlo Chuchis. You think Grupo Bimbo's coming?
Oh, they gotta
Grupo
serving
Bimbo.
up those frightening chips, those
Yeah.
spooky chips.
All right. Well, there's one more thing. A candlelight Wizard of Oz concert is coming to Dallas. To Edison. Relive your favorite songs at Edison's. I don't know what Edison's is, but you know what? If you're in the area, you better go. It's 60 minutes. A live string ensemble illuminated by thousands of candles. Dress as your heart desires. Ruby
What?
slippers and emerald ensembles encouraged. But I guess you can wear. He's trying Meatwad, guys.
There he
He's
is.
Meatwad. All right. Well, let's get off Oz news. Let's honestly, let's just skip to straight up. Well, let's just skip to the like main segment, I guess, right?
Yeah, this
Sponsored
is a weird thing.
sponsored by Zevo Life. This is the main segment of the show where we. All right, wait, no, I gotta do State of the Reddit real quick. I found something for State of the Reddit. Sponsored by State of the Reddit is sponsored by Good Feels Energy Water. It's like water, basically.
Seltzer.
It's water. One thing I noticed is that a lot of people think the OG Glinda has red hair. They think that about Dorothy too. And
They think Dorothy has red hair?
no, she is indeed blonde. I think the color saturation made Dorothy and Glinda's hair look red, but no, one has brown hair and the other has blonde hair. All right,
Misspelled Zima Life.
somebody says you're spelling it wrong. Somebody says in the comments, Judy Garland, actually, to be pedantic, Judy Garland has dark auburn hair, and Billy Burke has strawberry blonde hair.
The fuck is Billy Burke?
I think that's the Glinda character,
Oh,
the
okay.
Glinda actress. I'm gonna grab a tissue real quick.
It's like Billy Budd, the Melville book.
Like Elvis?
No, that's like Herman Melville's other book that isn't
Oh
Moby
yeah.
Dick.
What are you drawing now? Is that Bart?
SpongeBob, maybe?
Spongy part. It's eat my Gary. How's that?
Nah, that's his laugh.
Is that anything? All right. No more whiteboard after this. I'm banning
All
whiteboard.
right, I'm done.
We gotta lock in. We gotta we're 2 hours into the app.
My God.
All right, yeah, let's just do the thing that you know the thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, we watched the movie Yellow Brick Road. It's one word, like we're saying. This is a 2010 joint directed by two directors, actually. It was from
Someone mitten like Andy
Andy
Mitten.
Mitten and
Yeah.
Jesse Holland. They both did a couple of movies. This one seems to be one of their, I guess, most popular, but Yeah, they're kind of like, they've only they do all just low
They
budget.
haven't done like anything, yeah. Like,
Yeah, you wouldn't know anything besides this.
apparently, this is one of their first ones, but yeah, nothing they've done is very popular.
Yeah, this honestly is not too unpopular. It has like 10,000 watches on Letterboxd,
Yeah.
which for a movie from 2010 that like who cares about? It's pretty good. It's not
Yeah, there
like,
was a lot of Google reviews too.
yeah,
A
it's
lot
not
of
like,
like dumb people kind of like this.
yeah, that's the thing with horror movies is horror fans watch anything and they're
Yeah.
just like, well, there was one kill. I was on my phone
Right.
for 90 minutes and I saw one kill. And they're happy. They're happy about that almost always. I do say horror fans probably have the least discerning taste of any like genre.
Yeah, I watch a lot. Like, I am a horror fan, but like, yeah, the vast majority of the horror fan base is kind of just like, hey, it was good.
I liked it. I saw like a girl get.
Unless it's a remake and then they inexplicably hate it. And then they're like, that's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
That. Can't remake it. Can't remake Texas Chainsaw Massacre. But yeah, I don't know. Like comic book fans are always like, this is genuinely the worst thing I've ever read. Like comic book fans are stupid, but they're always complaining. Horror fans feel like they're never complaining, and they're just like, you know what would be scary? What if there was a creepy guy? And it's
See,
like,
that would be scary if there was a creepy guy. There's nothing in this.
yeah, there's not a
God.
creepy guy in this. There's actually not a creepy guy in this. But yeah, let's get to it. I took notes. This is the first time I've taken notes in so long. But it was because we were watching it, I
Yeah.
watched this last
I'm
night.
glad you did because I didn't. I watched this on the train back today,
Yeah, I
2 hours
know.
ago.
So it starts with like kind of like a newsreel type thing
Yeah.
where they're like, in the 1940s, a bunch of people from this town in New Hampshire freaking walked away. They just walked away from the town, and literally nobody was ever found again except for a bunch of freaking dead bodies and one guy. And it's like a police interview with him. And they're like,
Yeah.
why were you walking? And he was like, we were just literally walking around. It was fucked up. And then so that's all it gives you in the intro. And then there's a guy, and he's our main guy,
Yeah, Ted, I think is
Ted,
his name.
Eddie, and he goes to like a, like an, like somewhere. It's like totally nonsensical. He goes to
It
like,
looks like a train station, but they give him like a file. I guess it's supposed to be like a clerk's office or
yeah. I
whatever.
thought it was like a prison at first, but yeah, I guess it's like a county clerk's office, which I was like,
Yeah.
water cooler? It's fucked up. I guess in the director's mind, it's probably like the X Files office.
Yeah,
It's like what
because he's like, people don't want you to have
this is where they keep the creepiest stuff. And then he gives him like files and he's like, everyone's gonna freak out at you. And then he goes back home and then he's like, goes to his wife and like his friend Walter, which I will say, there's a very great scene later in the movie where the guy named Walter is recording something and he's like, hi, I'm Walter. And I was like, my name is Walter Hartwell White. You remember so I really like that.
I don't. We should just get through the plot and then we can do criticisms. But their job is like nonsensical to
So
me.
yeah, I mean Milton, no, not Milton. That's a guy I'm currently working with. Walter was like, yeah, I'm done. I got tenure. And then the Teddy is like, what if we made a book? I got the files. And they're like, you what?
The files?
The files? And so they go to the town where they like the people walked away from. It's called like Flunt or something. I don't know.
Fairburn or
But yeah,
something.
Fairn, Fairn.
I think, yeah.
And then they're like meet up. There's a group of like eight of them, and they're all like, we're all freaking like detectives and stuff, basically. We're
I
like,
don't. This is not how books are written. Basically, they're supposed to be like, I guess, like paranormal book writers, but they don't have like eight people write a book.
It seems like they're making a documentary. It seems
That's
like
another thing too, yeah.
obviously you'd be like, well, they're making a documentary.
Like, I guess because it feels very much like a ripoff of Blair Witch, but I guess so people aren't like, are you doing Blair Witch? They're like, no, it's a book. It's not a movie.
But okay, jumping ahead a little bit, they're just walking around in the woods for the whole movie. Even
Yeah.
if he got back, what would the book be about? We walked around in the
We
woods.
walked in the woods and we heard music.
We
Maybe
hear music.
someone was fucking on their iPhone out there, dude.
My heart's a stereo.
Yeah, like
Something like that.
that. There, nothing scary happens in the entire movie.
Nothing scary happened. But that's the twist. It's not the tagline is they went to the forest looking for hell. The forest fit found it in them. And I'm like, all right,
What?
they were the scary ones. So they go, and then the files apparently just tell them the coordinates for the start of the trail,
Yeah.
which is a movie theater that they go to. Oh, I think we're
Yeah.
running it. We're gonna have to like close the meeting and start a new one probably.
Oh, yeah,
Got
time.
like 10 minutes left.
Do you think they charge for that? Does Zoom charge you?
Not if we no, we just it'll end the meeting and I'll just start a new one. We'll just have to
Okay.
record.
Okay.
So they go to the movie theater, and then the guy at the movie theater is
Is
like,
just a dickhead to them.
they're like, hey, is this a trail? And he's like, he says, are you R-word hikers or something? You're in a movie theater.
With like the worst New England accent, like very obviously a fake
Yeah,
accent.
they're supposed to be in New Hampshire, but I will say the woman they pick up in the movie theater, they pick up a woman who's like, my grandfather was
Yeah.
in the
We
town.
should clarify, they don't pick up a woman, they pick up what is supposed to be like a teenage worker at the movie theater. Like a local that she's like, I always wanted to go on the trail, and then they're like, come with us.
Yeah, and so she's like, my grandfather wish lit he worked in a movie theater. The genuinely the most insane accent I've
Yeah.
ever heard anyone do. Because it
It's
doesn't.
so bad.
It's like I know they're in New Hampshire and it's almost a Boston accent, but it's way more like somebody. It's like a British
It's a little
person
more
trying
like
to
mushy mouths for some
do. Yeah,
reason.
it's like a British person trying to do a Boston accent. They're like, "Oh, welcome to the harbor," and you're
Yeah.
like, "What? What accent is that?"
It's so bad. I also
I
like.
smart parked my car. I'm like,
Also,
it's.
it's not like if you go to New Hampshire, like people don't really talk like that in New Hampshire. I get if you're doing a movie in like Boston or whatever, but
Yeah,
like
it's not set in
some
Boston.
people have like the Boston thing, but most of them just talk normal.
I was just working with a guy from New Hampshire, and you know what? He sounded like every other fucking guy. Sounded like a normal ass dude. So they go to the movie theater and they're like, what the hell? This isn't the trail. This isn't the
This is
woods.
movie theater.
This is a movie theater. And the woman in the movie theater is like, well, I'll take you to the trail. So I guess the files just, first of all, I guess the only thing in the files was go to a movie theater. I guess they didn't check the coordinates they went
Coordinates.
to.
Yeah.
And I guess that the files didn't have the actual start of the trailhead where there's a big rock that has yellow brick
Yellow
wall
brick road.
on. So those files were completely useless. They knew what town it happened in because they were like, we got the files of this town. So they could have just gone to that town and like looked around.
Yeah. It's a big ass rock.
Big ass one. Yellow brick road right on it. And then yeah, they
Also, why would that not be in the files? Like this didn't ha this incident happened in like the 40s. Like it
as
wasn't
it
like
years
it's
ago it happened.
yeah, not
That's
that long ago.
a long time. Yeah, that's the only interaction they have with people from the town.
Yeah.
It's like they make a big thing of like people don't want you to do this, but they don't
Yeah,
interact
yeah.
with anybody from the town who's
They
like,
get like two angry phone calls from people being like, "Stop."
don't do this, do something
That's
else.
it.
But yeah, I really would have enjoyed them like some interaction or like
Yeah.
some
It would have
kind of
been
like,
nice if there was like any civilization before they just spend the rest of the movie in the woods.
Kind of like a first act, kind of like how movies usually have.
Because that's it, like this movie is full of tropes. Like that is a trope, is like, you know, like the secretive town or whatever, where
Yeah,
people don't
where
want to talk.
it's like
Like,
the old man is like, "You shouldn't have come here."
yeah, exactly. Like, so it's not, I don't know what they're doing. Like they add that idea, then they're like, we're not gonna do it though.
Not doing that. Don't do
I
that.
assume probably because they didn't want to pay for more actors or extras or anything, but yeah, it's
Yeah.
weird.
So there's then once they go to the woods, there's no road, there's no yellow brick road. That really upset me.
That pissed me off, man.
There's not even an illusory yellow brick road. Like, oh, it's here, it's bricks. We've made it to the bricks. It's not even
Yeah.
like yellow dirt. There's just
Yeah.
no road. They keep being like, you gotta stay on the road. I'm like, there's not even a clear path.
There's no trail.
Like an open field. And they're like, well, we gotta stay on the trail. I'm like, are you just, they keep being like, we gotta walk north or south. I'm like, yeah, you actually shouldn't have to like do that. There should be a trail. That's like the point of it, is it's a road.
Yeah.
It's not like you're getting lost. It's that you're.
Also, this is like a historic like thing from the town. They probably would put like some monument or something there. Maybe they would do a trail, or maybe they wouldn't. Maybe that wouldn't be interesting if they're like they blocked it off or something. They
Yeah, and it
don't.
was
They're
like,
just
man,
like,
we can't through it.
it's
Like,
just there.
but yeah, it's just the woods. There's no, I really was like, why is there no fucking trail? The whole movie, I was like, what the fuck is happening? So then, yeah, they're just walking around in the woods. But yeah, honestly, like that's my, honestly, I would say probably my biggest critique is that there's not a yellow brick road in the movie called Yellow Brick Road, and that the arguments aren't, hey, should we keep following this road or turn back?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like we've walked in this area before. Is this a loop? Oh, like we're running into stuff we've
Yeah.
seen. It's just like, should we go north? Or it's like, what? Like, what the, my compass is freaking crazy. We're lost.
Like the vast majority of the movie, they're more just confused than
Like,
scared.
where are we? Where the hell are we going?
And
And
they're
like,
not even really like sometimes that happens in like horror movies where like they don't realize like they're in danger until the very end, but they're not even like they're like laughing everything off. They're like, that's weird. Haha, we're in Guam. Haha.
we're in Guam. What did we're in? There are some great lines once they start fucking with the GPS. But before they do that, the psychiatrist starts interviewing them and is like, welcome to the interview portion of the movies. And he keeps being like, what is your favorite color? What is the actual velocity of a swallow? But yeah.
We were texting about this before, but the psychiatrist character has like no purpose. The other characters are like, I'm the map guy, I'm the GPS guy, I do the sound, I do the fucking filming. And then they also just have like a psychiatrist who's like, I'm gonna interview guys regularly for some reason.
Yeah, and he's the stupidest psychiatrist in the world. Obviously, the writer has probably never interacted with a real psychiatrist, but he just keeps asking them like, what do colors make you think of? What a, can say the alphabet backwards? And then
Yeah.
as they go through the movie and they keep getting more fucked up, he's like, these people don't even remember colors and stuff. And I'm like, this is the stupidest way you could show like mental deterioration.
Yeah, also they don't establish like why would he not also be forgetting stuff? Like
Yeah, if he was like, right, green makes you think of meat, you'd be like, whoa, that's fucked up.
yeah.
At one point, they're just walking, and one of the characters just turns to the other and says, Indian cucumber. You can dig them up. They're sweet.
They're sweet.
And we don't see an Indian cucumber. We don't, they don't dig it up. They don't eat it. They just throw that line in there and says, Indian cucumber. You can dig them up. They're sweet.
Is like a, I think that's them like remembering going to film school and being like, this will show that the character is a naturalist, but
She's a
they
Native
just did it
American.
really stupid.
Yeah. Every conversation, they keep just having random conversations like while they're walking in the woods. And I get it's
Yeah.
supposed to show character, but I'm like, no, it like completely just shows like nothing. Like,
Like nothing goes on, dude.
yeah, they're just
Like,
like, you see this tree? This tree is like a sycamore. All right, let's keep walking away. And I'm like, that's the whole conversation.
they find a hat, like an evil hat that
They
turns
find the
into like
hat, and this one guy's like, I'm wearing the hat now. I'm fucking Screw.
It turns into like a Lord of the Rings thing where like his sister takes the hat from him and then he kills her. But for like the 30 to 40 minutes, it's just like, I guess this guy's wearing this hat. Like nothing bad happens from it until he
And
kills that lady.
it's supposed to be like the hat of one of the people who was walking around before.
Yeah.
But it's also just like, okay, so what? Was that the hat's evil?
There's also like no way to prove that. They're like, this is such a great find for the book. If I was reading a book and they're like, we found an old hat, obviously it's from one of the survivors of the expedition. I'd be like, well, you don't know that at all.
Why didn't they
That's...
interview the guy who survived? He could have
I
been
don't know.
90 years old, but he'd still be like, I was the last survivor. He's still
Yeah.
looking. They don't interview, they don't even mention him again after the intro. Welcome back to the creepiest time of the year.
We should cheat and make this 2 episodes.
Welcome back to Oztober Night.
Where were we? We were talking about the hat or
Yeah,
whatever.
there's a bag of lollipops. This woman is like,
Oh, yeah.
guys, I got a bag of lollipops. And then they're like, whoa, and then the guy with the hat comes. And then the woman is talking about the 1940s, and she says they spent all their time at the movies,
Yeah.
munching stuff.
Which not true.
And they did watch Wizard of Oz a lot. Like, it was in theaters for a long time. It made a lot of money. But I don't think that you could just be like, they were just staring at Munchkins. That
Yeah.
feels like maybe a misunderstanding of why they liked those.
Also, their whole timeline is off there. Like, it was the Depression and the war, and everyone was seeing movies, which that's
And
not.
everyone was seeing The Wizard of Oz all the time. Like, okay. Around this point, I realized that the woman who is the sister of the guy with the hat, they were brother and sister, I think. That
Yeah.
is actually Tess Mercer from Smallville. So
Oh, okay.
Smallville heads rejoice. Tess Mercer from Smallville is in this. And then,
Maybe these guys are TV act. I did look at all their
no, she's the
IMDb's and
only
stuff, and
who's
there's
done
like
like,
oh, okay. I was gonna say
she's
everyone
the
else seems
only
like they've
one.
done like
And
nothing.
yeah, nobody else has done anything. So good on her. I think this was actually after she was on Smallville, because Smallville was like 20. Like
Yeah.
2010 to 2011,
This is
so
going to be your jump to Hollywood or jump to the movies.
more like Holly Weird with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, like I guess I'm like not a big get, but like the only name in the
The
not
only
even
gets.
the only thing that they were like, we're bringing on a heavy. We got Tess from Smallville, Lex's assistant from the Superman TV show. Yeah, so then they can't figure out where they are on the map. Their GPS keeps like going nuts and they're like, we're in
Yeah,
Guam.
I
But then
was when they did that. I thought they were just being like, because that's like a saying, right? Like when you're like nowhere or you're like you're lost, you're like he's in fucking Guam. And then I looked up the coordinates that were on screen, and then it was just actually Guam.
yeah, I think that's a newer thing that like we say now, but I don't think that was around for that long. Maybe, but
Hey,
then when they're in
can't know
Australia,
for sure.
when they're in the map
Yep.
is in Australia, and you know they had to make a dingo ate my baby reference. Classic reference. If you don't know about dingoes ate my baby, it was a classic court case thing in Australia. Do you know
Was
about?
that where it comes from? I didn't know it was from a court case. I thought it was just from Crocodile Dundee.
No, it's not from Crocodile Dundee. So there was a like a baby got like
Oh, man.
lost in like the Australian outback, and the mother was like, they were like, okay, so you killed your child, but like a Casey Anthony type situation.
Yeah.
Mom was like, no, dingoes ate my baby,
That's crazy.
and
That is crazy that that's where Dingo's Ate My Baby
that was
came
the defense she used in court that she didn't kill her child, and.
Damn.
There was a movie made about it. I don't know who. I think it was like a famous actor played her in the movie. I don't want to say it was Meryl Streep because it seems like that was below her, but it was Meryl Streep. And I'm not joking. In the movie
Listen.
Evil Angels, where she screams out, "Dingoes ate my baby!" And that's really what popularized it, I think. Sam Neill's in it, famous for the Omen 3,
So true.
where he plays the president or something. But yeah, so that was what they were like, oh, that'd be funny if we reference like a woman like McDowell in this movie.
But this goes back to my point. Like that GPS shit, that should be a moment where they're like, oh man, like we're really lost. Maybe we should like reflect or like go back or whatever. And instead, they're just doing like jokes. They're like, we're in Italy, Mamma Mia, pizza pie.
I'm gonna go eat breakfast soon. After this is done.
I already had breakfast. I had a
Well,
delightful pork roll, egg, and cheese.
ooh, yeah, it's only 10 a.m. for me, so it's early.
Right.
There's a bunch of chickens clucking at one point. Subtle Balina reference.
That's the most direct thing to Oz in this, besides the fucking dumb scarecrow thing.
Yeah, so then I kept getting pissed. In my notes, I'm getting further and further pissed off that there's no yellow brick road. But then they break down some theories. They're like, well, we have theories of because this creepy like music is playing the whole time
Yeah.
in the woods. It's not music from the Wizard of Oz. It's just old timey like.
Yeah, you know that starts playing when they go in this like field, and I almost thought they were trying to do the poppy scene, and they just obviously couldn't get the rights to like the. But yeah. But yeah, there's just this
I'm
like
doing that. You
shitty
know what that
jazz
is?
music. No.
That's the Sanford and Son.
The Sanford and Sons theme.
You know Sanford and Son?
I do. I didn't know that the theme was like dubstep.
No, it's I'll play it for you. I'll play this is the section of the show he calls Sanford and Son. Sanford and Son theme song. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we get to it. I'm gonna cut this part.
This is a dud.
Didn't sound like that. I thought it sounded like that. Bam, bam, bam.
But yeah, so they're like basically lost at this point, and there is a scene later where they're like gathered around the campfire and they're like, we are absolutely lost. We are running low on supplies. Should
We
we turn
are
back?
fucked.
And everyone's like, no, of course not. Why would we do that?
Yeah, but they also have like a car. They have like an all-terrain vehicle with them.
Yeah, that comes out of nowhere.
And they're like, well, we have the all-terrain vehicle. We have the ATV that we're just driving around. I'm like, why
For
is it
most of the movie, they're
walking?
walking, and then randomly they cut and they're in a car. It's
Yeah,
like,
that was really not explained. And then they're just like driving around on the ATV and being like there's always like one guy on it. I'm like, all of you go on the ATV should all
yeah.
as many people as could fit.
Yeah.
And to take two of them and be like, yeah, we have like room for supplies and stuff now. Instead of being like, everyone carry like melons and little lollies. But yeah, so they break down some theories. The psychiatrist was like, I have a theory.
Solar
Number
flares.
one, solar flares. The music is coming from solar, the sun. Okay, sure. Then he says, human intervention, we're being punked by the FBI.
Plausible.
Probably not punked by the FBI. And then he says, we're probably having a collective hallucination. Least likely. He puts that number at three. I said, oh, yeah, that's probably less likely than solar
And
flares.
solar flares on the FBI.
And no, at no point they're just like, maybe we're hearing music.
Yeah. That's another, like, they're like, this must be a phenomenon. I mean, I get it would be a little weird if you were in the woods and you started hearing, like, old jazz music or whatever, but I'd probably be like, I get this has happened to us. We were in the woods one time and we heard, like, Latino music and we were like, oh, maybe there's, like, a festival or
You're like, there's
something.
a
And then
party. We gotta
it
go
was
to
just
the
a
party.
Dominican guy in his car
It
with
was
his
one
car
guy
really loud.
blasting music like.
Yeah. Like, I'd be like, that's a little weird that they're listening to jazz, but I guess someone's out here hiking or whatever, listening to music.
Yeah, like, oh, I guess somebody brought a speaker.
Yeah, I guess it's 20, no, 2010, people had iPods and
Know
shit, right?
speakers. There were no boomboxes back then.
Yeah.
The hit
Yeah.
rapper with the boombox that was 2000.
Hiking, listening to Jet, listening to the Charleston.
Run DMC being like,
Oh,
my pretty baby has got a pretty new dress on.
happens
That
after the
shit is
music?
fat. That's
Oh,
what.
after the and then after the music is when that guy kills his sister.
Yeah. This guy. So the lady is like, oh, they say.
Take off your hat.
Yeah. I'll rapid fire some notes. At one point they go, "There's no place like home," and I was like, "That's from Oz, I guess." I don't even know why they said it. The guy won't take off the hat. He kind of looks like the Deep from The Boys.
He kind of looks like you know that picture of Trump when he's wearing Winston Churchill's hat.
Dude, I love that picture. Oh, yeah, I'm putting
That
that picture in the edit right here.
guy looks like that dang old Cheeto in the White
In the
House
White
froze.
House. Yeah, and then they, at one point, she the Tess from Smallville drops the camera and there's no sound effect. There's just the.
Yeah, it's very obvious they didn't want to actually drop the camera and maybe damage it.
But they don't even add in like an, oh, she drops it off screen and there's like a crunch. She drops
Yeah.
it with nothing, not even like a bump on grass. And he goes like, "You cracked it. You broke the camera." And I was like, "What camera is that? Was that the interview camera? It didn't look like the interview camera."
Also, another thing is he's not the camera guy. He they're brother and sister, they're like the map people. Like,
Yeah.
why wouldn't you have the camera guy being freaked out about the camera?
So they freak out, and then he freaks out, and then he chases her, and then he rips her ear off, and then
Oh, yeah.
they
When
look through binoculars, and he slowly like rips her leg off her back.
that whole time I was like, why is nobody like stopping that? Because before he like rips like starts killing her, he's just kind of like running after her and like kind of slapping her like and I'm like, why isn't any like I get their brother and sister, but like why wouldn't you break this up? They're just kind of letting them fight and they're like,
Looking
all
through binoculars, being like, "What the
right.
fuck?" They're like 20 feet away. I'm like, "You don't need binoculars. They're 20 feet away. Go stop them."
Yeah, I don't understand why they didn't, especially because it's not like he like starts beating her with a rock and then he lift like rips her leg off. Why would you not intervene way before that?
It's like he rips her ear off, and then he slowly rips. I'm like, it looked like he wasn't even using force when he rips
Yeah,
them up.
yeah.
And then he runs away, and then there's a record scratch. But in my notes, I wrote record dratch. Is that anything? That's dratch hour. Dratch
I actually
hour.
do have a big some big Dratch
That was my
news.
dratch thing, is record dratch. That's my dratch thing. I don't know if that's.
Rachel Dratch is headlining a panel at the New York Comedy Festival. It's called Punchline and Power Ballads, Broadway's Funniest Artists.
So she's got time for the New York Comedy Festival, but she couldn't go to the Riyadh. She couldn't make
Dude,
time for Riyadh.
yeah, that's fucked up, man. It's a
What a new
struggling
scratch.
regime. They need Dratch's comedy.
Scratch,
But
you could have brought laughter to hundreds of slaves in Saudi Arabia or something.
it's a historic event. It's the first ever Broadway panel at New York Comedy Festival.
That's actually like really cool.
No, yeah, she's doing it with like someone from Titanic, which is like a big musical right now, and the play that's gone wrong, and Beetlejuice and stuff,
Yeah, that's awesome.
Book of Mormon. So good for Dratch. She's
Yeah,
killing
good
it
for
lately.
that.
She's got that. She's got those two podcasts. We love you, Dratch.
We love you. You know my friend Kaylee, who I talked about, who I worked with. You remember that her at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick sent me a picture with of him and of them and Kaylee last night. I think they were like
Oh.
at a party that
I was
Kaylee
gonna
hosted.
say Nick was dressed as a clown last night
Yeah,
for something.
and so we were texting, and I was saying like, "Oh, dude, you got to come on Ozcast." And she said, "Okay, Dylan, I'll come on Ozcast, but only if I could talk about some feminist film theory bullshit." And I said, "Agnes Varda in Oz?" Which there could be something there. So yeah, I don't know. That was just something funny that popped up.
That'd
Totally
be good.
random. Again,
We
I
should
think
have
it
some
was
guests
kind of
soon.
they knew people who knew each other, so made sense.
Okay.
I might have to
Yeah,
cut that out of respect for Nick. I don't.
whatever you want with that
This ends scratch out. Okay, so then the record's over and they're like, it's like, oh, it's hurting my ears.
Yeah.
They find this a guy who's like a gory scarecrow all strung up, and they're like, oh, No, they're not. They're just like crawling around at this point. I don't even remember what happens with the
Dude,
scarecrow.
this is another thing that pisses me off. If you look at the poster for this movie on Tubi, the poster is the scarecrow, and I was like, oh, maybe like a fucking weird scarecrow is gonna chase him or something, but like no.
No, he's not in it. They just see a guy who's like a dead guy who's kind of a scarecrow, like dressed up, like
Yeah.
posed. And I don't know what happens, but I think it just could cut away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, I was getting more, my notes keep getting more upset. And then I just completely zone out. And I was like, why, what were they going to write about? Then I started playing Balatro.
Yeah, this is also about the time when I started to zone out too, and I was like going in and out on the train, just kind of like scrolling on Twitter while it was
And
on.
then they split, like a bunch of them split up.
Yeah, I don't know why they split up.
And then some of them are like returning back, and I don't really know why they were like still going at this point. They were like, we gotta find it. I was like, what are you gonna find? What do you think is out there? Bunch of dead people?
Like that's another. They're like, we know they're still out there. And it's like, no, they're not. It's the
7 years
40s.
ago.
Like, that's the thing that I kept coming back to is like, what is the discovery here? Like, yeah, it's kind of weird that a bunch of people like all walked into the woods or whatever. But maybe you could find like their bones or like whatever. Like, it's not like you're gonna go there and they're gonna be like, oh, well, the ending of the movie is that, but. Like you wouldn't expect to go there and be like, "Hey, you found us. Welcome."
They're asking if you think I need 3 beers because of the outstanding beer.
Well, yeah, you do. You are owed.
All right, I'll do 3 then. Yes to 3. Yeah, but it's just they're not gonna find anything. They're not gonna find like I'm like they've been dead for 70 years at best, unless you think heaven's there. Like, but nobody even I don't know. It's just pissing me off.
My brother just said you're gonna start getting the shakes when this
I
lands.
only have everyone else has started way more zeros than me. Damn, I've been busy. I'm in Utah and
Oh,
shit.
yeah, you do have one, the best excuse of anyone. You are doing stuff and you're in like different time zones and stuff. Like, Jesse's getting mad now,
On a
too.
work trip.
But you should do it alone in the hotel
I know
room.
today's my first day. I haven't had a day off, but today's my first day off.
Get on
I will. I'm in the middle
it.
of fucking nowhere. I can't go to a liquor store. I would have to take the rental car and be
Wait,
like,
I didn't even think
guys.
about that. Are you in Utah? I think Utah's a dry state.
I'm in California right now,
Oh,
but
okay.
we are in the hotel. But like, I don't know if they have bottles. I have to. I don't know. Like, I gotta go figure it out. But I would have to be like, guys, I'm gonna go take the rental car and go to a liquor store.
Go
And
Puff, DoorDash.
I get. I can't.
DoorDash 3 beers.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had like I've had like a good amount of alone time, I guess, but it's kind of like alone time where it's like the morning or like 10 p.m.
Rear
after we get.
whacking your pud.
Yeah, a little bit.
Anyway, we gotta get through this movie because we have so many segments.
Yeah, so then they split up and they're like the guy, the main guy Teddy, like leaves. Again, main guy does fucking shit all in this.
Nothing, yeah.
Fucking nothing. It's just like we gotta go out. He's not even writing. He's not writing in the book.
No.
He should be keeping notes. It's ah!
This is another thing that pisses me off. Him and his, we haven't even talked about his wife, who's supposed to be like the co-author. Like him, his wife, and the psychiatrist guy are supposed to be this like troupe of writers,
Yeah.
but like they don't do anything.
Yeah.
They
Well, psychiatrist also reveals that he was like, I've been in love with you the whole time. But like
yeah.
he doesn't say it in those words. So he's kind of like, when we're about to die, you just gotta, let things know, people know.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't give a fuck about this at all.
Dude, it's so stupid. There's the other thing where, like, the park ranger, he has, like, one of the ladies tied up, and he's like, I'm gonna do some bad stuff to you if you don't run away.
Yeah, the guy, so one guy and then the New Hampshire girl run off together. And he's like, so we're like, they do like berries and get high. And then he's like, we're gonna
Yeah.
kiss now. And she's like, no. And then he's like, I'm gonna kill you. You should kill me. And I was like, this, I hate this part of the movie. But yeah, then I said, I feel like I'm trapped in the Yellow Brick Road by because I'm watching this ter stuck watching this terrible movie. The guy Walter makes the video and he says, I gotta click my heels and go home, and then he kills himself. And then she keeps like the woman finds the tape and she keeps rewinding it, the wife, and but she's only rewinding like 1 second. Did you notice? She kept rewinding and he kept going, oh. And then she would rewind for like 5 seconds and then he would just go, oh, again and again. I was like, what is at one point, another woman eats all the lollipops and they get pissed at her, so she jumps off a cliff. She starts eat, she finds a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky, and I was like,
Delicious.
I just bought some yesterday. They got like duos where it's like mango and teriyaki in the same bag. And I'm like, I'm in, I'll try it. My boss, who is or one of the producers who I was buying it with, is British, and she's like,
Jack Link.
Jack Link.
With boss Jack Link.
Nobody messes with the boss.
You can't even tell, but I'm fingering my poop hole
Don't,
right now.
don't.
No, I'm not doing it.
Don't say that. We're on air.
Lipstick on, eyebrows plucked.
You ever had your makeup done? Ever?
Yeah, Phoebe's done it like once or twice.
That's very cute. I like to have my makeup done. I think it's very fun. It's very silly.
Yeah, I'm not a. I look gross with it on. I
Oh,
look
but
like a
it's fun for
disgusting
fun,
slug.
especially like if it was with your partner. It's like, yeah, it's
No,
just
yeah, like I'm not. Yeah, it was fun for her. It
yeah.
was fun. I thought it'd look prettier, and I didn't.
I think you look pretty.
You hear that long fart I did before? Was that
No, you did a long
on? Okay.
part.
Yeah, it was like a 4 second fart.
Wow, that's I'll have to leave that in. Well, I gotta edit this
Wait,
today. Yeah, so he makes
that's
the beef
fine. We can miss
jerky.
a Monday. That's
I like when he I honestly the, maybe the one part of the movie I liked his like ending monologue where he's like on the walkie-talkie to her. There's just some nice editing with like it intercutting between him and his wife and the other woman
Yeah.
still alive. It's kind of nice. He's saying like, oh, like I know you made it back home, and like she's getting murdered while it's happening. I'm like,
Yeah.
that's a good scene. That might be the one good scene in the movie.
One good scene.
It was intercut really well. Nice editing on it. Some bad death acting from her. The guy like slits her throat and she's like,
Yeah,
but yeah.
she like starts seizing.
I'm like, that's probably not what happens. And then she's dead. Everyone is dead, I think, except the main guy, and a glove grabs her. It's the famous Oz glove.
The Phantom of the Ozpra.
So then he's walking, he's like, his lips are all chapped, he's like crawling around, and then he finds a movie theater in the woods.
So fucking stupid.
And then the guy comes out, a guy comes out, and he's like, welcome to the movie theater.
Yeah,
They're
they're
trying
trying to
to
do like a Shining
do
thing.
the guy in the bathroom in The Shining.
Yeah.
Actually, Shining will come up later because I just watched The Shining this week.
Ooh, great
I
movie.
have seen it once before, I think, but I feel like I didn't finish it. But I was like, but nothing in the ending surprised me, so I must have seen the ending. But
Yeah. I
yeah.
mean, it's also just been like it's been in parodied and everything for so long. Like you might have just like seen the ending on like an episode of The Simpsons or something and not
The
realized it.
Shining. Isn't that
Right.
something? The Shining?
Yeah, there.
The Simpson.
That's one of my favorite Treehouse of Horror segments is the Shining parody.
The Shining. And it's in Ready Player One.
Dr. Sleep.
I want to watch Doctor Sleep. I've never seen it.
Sucks.
But it's okay, actually. It's kind of okay.
Some people, you know, a lot of people would like it. I hate Mike Flanagan. I think he's like
Yeah.
one of the worst, like
Well,
respected directors.
we'll save it for Wickedly Talented. I'm not gonna say who it is yet.
Yeah.
And then I had a note, wouldn't it be better if the guy at the end was played by Richard Kind? If Richard Kind
Yes.
came out and he was just like, What are you doing here?
Yes, dude.
Yes.
Did you see him on the Adam Friedland show this week?
I did. I've been watching Mad About You lately. Do you know the show Mad About You? And he's so funny in the first season. I actually stopped before the episode where Kramer has a cameo. So
Wow.
yeah, so I'm gonna
The
watch
Kramer,
that.
man. That's good.
Kramer's in it, like the character Kramer. I'm like, that's crazy.
Like not Michael. I thought you just meant Michael
No,
Richards, like the
Kramer is in
character
it.
Kramer.
Kramer
That's
rents an
crazy.
apartment like from like the main characters. I'm like, that's kind of awesome. The
That's sick.
Friends and Mad About You and Seinfeld are all connect. They all have like little crossovers. I don't, have you ever seen Friends really?
Like middle school, I watched a couple of seasons.
Yeah. If you remember, like Phoebe has a twin sister. The twin sister is a character from Mad About You. So it's like they cross over like that. My
That's like a
parents,
much like the King of Queens and Everybody Loves Raymond.
yeah. My parents like watched the show a lot when they were like in their early 20s and just got married. So I was watching with them and I was like, this is actually really cute. And this like does remind me of you guys a lot. So it was nice.
That's nice.
But yeah, so I think Richard Kind should have been in this movie.
My parents watched poop eating Asians.
All right. Don't say that. And then so he goes into the movie theater and it's like, take your seat for the movie, sir. And then he takes a seat and there's like a flash of like a bunch of dead people and like, ah, it's a movie together. And then the movie is a static image of his wife dead. And I was like, it looks like if you saw it now, you'd be like, oh, that's AI. That's like one of the AI like movie prompts where it's like the background is kind of like smoke and ash, but the foreground is just like a static image. But this is from 15 years ago. So it's just like that was the idea for the movie they had. They were like, what if the movie was just a picture of a dead lady? All right.
So stupid.
And then there he goes, and then the real movie ends.
Was Yellow Brick Road.
That's Yellow Brick Road. That's all the odd stuff in it too. We hit all the odd stuff.
That is the one thing that, I mean, there's a lot like the movie like I expected the movie to be shitty going in, but I thought it would at least be pretty Oz heavy. The Oz shit has no purpose, like at all. Like the whole, first of all, everything about this movie is like unoriginal, right? Like the story is, it's based off the lost colony of Roanoke.
Yeah.
Like they're stealing stuff from like Blair Witch and The Shining. Like it's all just fucking so hacky.
It's
Like it pisses me off.
so Blair Witch. Like I know it's trying really hard not to be, but it's so Blair Witch, like obviously. And too many characters, too much shit going on.
That's another thing. Like, why? Like, they should have just had the three. It should have just been like the husband, the wife, and their friend who like secretly loves the wife, and that could be like an interesting dynamic. And also, like, if they're like these established authors, they would be doing all this shit. They wouldn't be hiring
Like
fucking
a math
six
guy?
people.
I don't know. I thought they were
What was
all.
their job was to like make a map of the hills, but they're already like, wouldn't you have that done before you
It's
go in? Like that doesn't
2010.
help you.
Use get a sat phone also, but like bring a bunch of shit. So you're like, yeah, if we go crazy and get lost, like those people did, like,
Oh shit, my meeting will end in 10 minutes.
damn, I can start another meeting after this. This is gonna be a long act. All right, well, let's do thoughts from my siblings. AJ sent in that they want to keep being a sponsor of Ozcast, and they said it
Sponsored
would
by
be
AJ.
funny if it was just sponsored by AJ and like a fake ad. And it was like, because I call AJ Eggy all the time, because AJ sometimes like eggs, Eggy. So they were like, what if it's just like, this podcast is brought to you by eggs, buy an egg.
Hey, us egg farmers.
Egg farmers, you owe me. And then they were like, yeah, I'm sorry, I haven't slept in like 40 hours. I'm eating Chick-fil-A.
Got milk.
Got milk. And then what has Brian been doing? Yeah,
Lopping off heads.
Brian said, check out the new Terminator 2D game. Terminator game, new Terminator game in 2D.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. All right. Yeah, let's just get into the Osberg ranked by sponsored by shirt
Good.
Old
No, Old Glory shirts.
Glory shirts, buy shirts.
Use code OSCAST. This honestly isn't as deep as
I
like,
thought it would be deeper, but look, we've
yeah.
talked about this for a long time. There's 10,000 views, lots of reviews. It won like an award. I started
It
looking.
got it won like best horror movie at like the New York Film Festival
Yeah.
or something.
I started taking a look at the like Oz like movie list, and there's a lot more. There's a lot below this. I'll say that.
Yeah, this might be like three would be probably be
Yeah.
the deepest I go on this.
Honestly, like it's if you look up Yellow Brick Road, you might find the movie. Like,
Yeah. Or Someone Who Paves Driveways, which we'll get to.
oh yeah, we'll get to that. Tom and Jerry, this had more views than Tom and Jerry and the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, Letterboxd isn't a perfect
Yeah, but you know, it's
encapsulation of
more, yeah.
viewers, but yeah, like I and this has a fair amount of Google reviews. I mean, I have, like you said, we have known about it for a while. Like it's been on my watch list since like episode one of the podcast.
Yeah.
So, like it's out there. People are watching
You
it.
know, Cats from Smallville's in
It's
it.
on Tubi. I'm sure like plenty of grandparents have watched this.
I mean, there's reviews, recent reviews that like attest to that. Let's do our famous segment, Feed the Meter.
Woo!
Let's breeze through meter, see if we can do it in 7 minutes. Donkey meter.
Zero. Yeah.
There's gonna be a lot of nothing in this, I imagine.
There's a lot of nothing in the movie, so
Exactly. Bimetallism?
zero.
Zero. Nausea.
Two berries.
Yeah, but they're like, the noise, it might make some viewers nauseous. It's
Yeah.
not really ugly in the sense that like it looks bad.
It looks just like
Fine.
fucking any other like movie from this time. Like, yeah,
Well,
it's definitely low budget. Like, there was like, if you know, I noticed it in the fucking first scene. I don't know if there's like a film guy term for this or whatever, but I could tell that they were just using like the mic embedded in the camera from like
yeah.
the echo and
At
shit.
first,
But
the sound was bad at times, but it wasn't
yeah.
all bad. So, you know, two is fine for
Yeah.
nausea. Disrespect meter.
I'm
Like,
gonna go five.
I get, but like, not even really. But I'm like, it doesn't.
No, because this is like exploiting bombs, and like that's a dumb thing to say, but
Yeah,
like
it's like
you.
if this wasn't called Yellow Brick Road, we would never watch it.
No, exactly. Like this is one, and I was like looking, and I was like, I know they have to credit Baum as an original writer because like it says Munchkins, but I'm almost like you could have left him off entirely.
There's
Like
no, yeah.
this
I
is
was
not
thinking
related to
like,
Oz.
oh, this is like it would be more disrespectful if it was like the Winnie the Pooh slasher where it was like, hello?
Dylan's
Oh,
getting
no, I'm
invaded.
okay. Thank you. It was housekeeping.
Oh, Dylan's getting kept.
All right. That was weird. I was like, someone's coming into my room. Yeah,
Remember where we
yeah,
were.
like if it was like the scarecrows killing people, the lions killing. Also, dude, no lion, no like mountain lion
Yeah.
in this.
Yeah, it's
Tin,
stupid.
no tin,
Like,
no like guy who's like, I'm turning to tin.
also, sorry, but if you're gonna do one scarecrow, you gotta, even if you just throw it in, even if you just made a body be Tin Man and like a lion eating somebody, I'm like, you might as well do the other two.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how little Oz shit there is in this. And no witch, no wizard, like
Yeah.
no yellow brick road, like
There's one line where they're like, it's almost like they were going to meet somebody, some
wizard that
wizard.
stopped the World War II. And I was like, they probably weren't doing that.
No.
I just don't understand why you wouldn't do that. Like, to me, that's the conceit of the movie. It's like, oh, it's a Wizard of Oz horror movie. It's like,
Like,
what if Wizard of Oz was.
it's so much more confusing to make this movie vaguely Oz related and then to have it be this whole other. Like, why wasn't it just called, like, Roanoke, like, or
Yeah,
something?
yeah. Or just
Why
like
didn't they just do a
David
Roanoke
Stern,
movie?
and yeah.
Yeah.
I just really don't understand why, like you like it, I was expecting it to be like there's four characters who are all together, there's one woman and three guys who are in the woods, and they're each
Yeah.
allegorically related
I was
to.
trying to do that too. Like I was trying to be like maybe one of it's like the four characters and someone's
Cowardly, you know, is
Toto and
he?
But like, there's
He
too
need
many
a heart. Does he
characters.
need a brain? There's too many characters. None of them make any sense. None of them align. No one needs a heart. No one needs a brain. No one needs courage. It's
Yeah.
stupid. It's really stupid.
Very dumb.
Doing a direct parody of that would also be kind of dumb, but I would be like, yeah, that's like,
It would be dumb, but I'd understand it. Because that's
I'd
like,
be like,
that's
that's
a,
what this should
there's
be.
so many horror, like, especially now, but there's so many horror movies that are just like scary version of children's thing. Like,
Yeah.
that's a big trope. And it's like, it's annoying, but I'm like, I understand that as a concept.
Even like how the movie Barb Wire, famous movie,
Starring Pam Anderson.
yeah, isn't like is Casablanca. I don't know if you know that, but like the plot of that movie is the plot of Casablanca.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, like that's like the kind of thing people do all the time where it's like, this was actually the Wizard of Oz. Like Ted Lasso is the Wizard of Oz. Like,
Right.
and it's like, yeah, the fact that this isn't the Wizard of Oz is so stupid.
Right, we got 2 minutes 40. Let's run through the meters on
Yeah.
this part.
Money laundering meter, probably not.
Five.
It's like no.
Yeah, that's true. Probably like a 3. I'm sure they wanted to. They probably did not make
They
much
probably
money
just
off
didn't
this.
make any money on it. Movies like this don't really launder money. So I'll give it a one.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. Pride meter.
0.
Straight up nothing. Straight up shooting blanks. Muppet meter.
0. There's not even like Munchkins or anything.
Nothing. No, nothing. Accent meter. I got it.
Oh.
You know what? Straight four on this.
Yeah.
Her accent alone is nuts. Good meter. Ugh.
I gave this a 1.
I give it a one, yeah. It's not like atrocious, but it is atrocious. Don't watch it.
Yeah, don't watch
Meme is me, ah.
it.
Not really
Is there?
much.
No, I
Yeah.
don't think really anything.
Nope.
0, I guess.
Yeah, zero, I guess. Tween meter. No. I mean,
2.
look, if you were a kid and you watched this, you might be like, it was so scary.
Yeah, I like.
But
Yeah.
you'll probably just be like, this was really boring.
Boring. So boring.
You know,
So
there's
yeah,
not even
2,
any
I
rules
think.
or anything. Funny meter.
Not even like funny to laugh at how bad it is. Like not
Yeah,
even like
I
one of
was
those f
not paying attention. I was
yeah.
on my phone.
0.
Zero. Horny meter.
Little horniness towards the end, like
He wants to
2.
kiss her, so one.
Yeah, 1 or 2,
One to two. Foolish meter.
quite a foolish film. Quite foolish
Foolish to
to
make
make it
this.
in this
Four out
way.
of
Yeah.
five, I think.
Yep.
ESRB.
I guess the speed would be like T for teen.
Yeah, there's like a couple of kills, but no nudity, no like
Yeah.
head lopping. I'd say we called it. I'll start the meeting. This is so
Oh,
stupid.
okay. Oh, yeah.
We
Let's
took a really stupid way to do
This
this.
is also something new. Like when we were on like doing like Zoom high school, this wasn't a thing.
Yeah, I know they had shortened meetings, but I mean, I don't really know. I think it's because we don't have like business accounts.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll end the
Yeah.
thing. What meter are we on?
We are on the. Let me use. We said ESRB was T for T, and
Yeah.
we got bubble meter.
Nah.
You know, it does have bubbles. Our next segment. Or maybe our
Oh.
next segment. Maybe we got Osmonds to do. Weight meter. This was a light ass. This film was
Once
ahead of
again,
time.
going off BoardGameGeeks.com's
None of the
weight.
toppings, none of the dressing on
This
this.
would be a lightweight, yeah.
Lightweight. One. It's
Yeah,
pretty
I'd probably
light.
go under 1 pound on this.
Yeah. Twisted meter.
It wants to be twisted. Its
2.5.
marketing like makes it seem like it's gonna be twisted, but it's not very twisted.
Yeah. It
Although I
doesn't
think,
twist Oz much. That's
yeah.
two.
Yeah, 2's fair. I think we had 7 zeros.
Yeah. We got a new meter first.
Oh, right.
Yellow brick road meter, and it's a zero. No. Remember
Fucking
the yellow McToad?
dude, that was the
That
best.
was awesome. That was so sick.
Do we have a boring? No, I don't want to do boring meter because
Fortnite
I
meter.
don't.
Let me think. Test from Smallville meter.
Y2K meter?
It's 2010.
Yeah.
Tubi meter.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
This is a Tubi film. through and through.
This is the heart of Tubi.
Yeah.
The heart of Tubi.
This is a five.
Five on a Tubi. And then seven on zeros. Let's do Osmonds, and then we got a new segment, hot new segment that might become its own YouTube
Ooh.
video.
Okay.
Right, let me find some comments here.
See, I got a
One that says,
couple.
the location scout for this film should be fired. The group are supposed to be days away from humanity, and it looks like they are walking around a disc golf course in a city park. Thank you to the creative team for not making this a found footage film. Also, fuck you to the creative team for having a behavior psychologist constantly testing members of the expedition as a lazy way to show the team progressively getting more messed up. Not a recommend.
Smella TV says this is a says this is a great modern take on old school horror flicks with slow burn plots and character development. Five
Wow.
out of five.
Drippy time 60, Drippy Tim 69 says, straight garb, TBH. It was annoying to listen to and hella boring.
Captain Ron called it a the R slur version of Blair Witch.
Oh, he was basing on that guy in the movie theater who said people.
Maybe Captain Ron is the movie theater
That guy
guy.
was in the movie. This guy said, I thought it was interesting that it wasn't found footage. A lot of people were talking about how it wasn't found footage, which I was
Yeah,
like,
that's another big thing in horror in the horror community is they're like, found footage is the word. And
yeah.
like I don't love found footage, but like they're like if any movie is found footage, they're immediately like, this
And
stinks.
the idea that if it's not found footage, it's better by odds.
Yeah.
Like, it says, I just wanted more from it. Give me more Wizard of Oz bullshit. That's very true.
That's damn true, if you
Damn
ask me.
true.
Matthew Kasich calls this meh the movie. I think that says it all.
Wow. I've got one, another guy who's like, yes, it's fucking not a found footage movie. Yes. And then this guy says, my little sister and my mom went to see Wicked this afternoon. My dad and I stayed behind. And as we sat on the couch, he said, we got Wicked at home. And he put this on.
This is for the boy.
That's a great review.
While the women go out to Wicked, the
We're
boys watch
watching
Yellow Brick
Yellow
Road.
Brick Road.
I have two here. This one is from Gerson Rios, who says, absolutely fantastic. Single-handedly one of the best films I have ever seen in my short life. Instant
Wow.
top five film.
Why? Why?
They do specify that they've had a very short life, so maybe they're about 3 years old.
They're one day old.
The review below that says, amazing. This movie takes a lot of thinking. It may not be for everyone, but damn, I loved it.
He loves it, folks.
So this is a theater's film.
I got a good review. 4.5 stars from Chris Brown.
Oh, damn. I hope
Wow.
he's not doing that bad stuff.
He says, you know, this guy's one of his favorite directors. He loves that the characters are intelligent adults with a purpose. It would have been easy to make this teens on a camping trip. No, these people are looking for something unique to better themselves, to better the world. You take these characters and put them in something else, and they would still be interesting.
What are you talking
And
about?
then he goes on to say, there's a scene where Draper, I don't know who that is, Don Draper, hot, sugar, get me another shot,
Draper.
looks through binoculars at something truly horrific as big band music gets louder. That will stick with me forever. Him ripping her leg off.
You people are so stupid. This is a good review from Trish Denson, 5 stars. We recently had Yellow Brick Road repair our driveway and walkway and seal it. We were very happy with the results. They did it in a timely fashion and a reasonable price. So, if you, this,
Wow.
you know, I can't, this movie is very bad, but perhaps the Yellow Brick Road Repair Company is very good.
I might have to call him up. This guy in his review, he says he's like, oh, I don't really like it, whatever. Then he says, maybe it's just because I've had a bad day since I've been tired for days and the pharmacy has once again fucked up my prescription. This happens without
What?
fail. And now I'm wondering if it's a deliberate thing on their part, a reaction to some guy named William trying to obtain estradiol. I assume it's a trans thing. But I assure you, I'm not taking my life frustrations out on this film. And then he says, gonna have to stop watching horror movies set in the woods if they aren't directed by Marcus Nispel or Eli Roth. stinker Eli Roth, that guy is.
I don't like Eli Roth either, but let's see what Marcus Nisbaum has made.
Marcus Nispel, director of the Texas Chainsaw reboot, Friday 13th reboot,
Okay.
Frankenstein reboot. Wow. All right.
This guy's only does reboots.
Yeah.
How
You
did
get those.
that's so crazy. Yeah, usually those guys, you know, they have one movie they made by themselves.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I really don't know. Maybe it was a path. I really don't know. Anyway, chairs. Our new segment, chairs.
Oh, right. This is on that delightful new show by the American troubadour Tim Robinson, the Chair Company.
Chair company. So this is a new segment that we're gonna probably do every week. Look, maybe we won't do it every week. Maybe we will. I'm not positive yet. We'll figure
Oh,
it
my battery is almost dead on my computer. Oh,
out. Plug it in.
okay. Yeah, I should do that. Ooh.
But maybe it's become, maybe it'll be its own YouTube channel, chairs and stuff. I don't know. But new episode by new show from Tim Robinson called The Chair Company. And I want to break down some theories. Spoilers ahead. Skip ahead if you haven't watched the show yet. Go watch the show. It's
Go
hilarious.
watch the Chair Company. It's great.
So let's think about this. First, I want to talk about his pillow.
Right. The worst pillow in town.
It's the worst pillow in town. And that it's not.
Goddamn thing is made of metal.
Could that be that this pillow was created
By Tekka?
Tekka?
That's
Is
a
that
great
possible?
call.
Is
That
that
is a great call.
because let's think about it. If Tekka is deliberately trying to ruin the life of one W. Ron, what's the
Trosper.
Rosberg, what better way than to make sure he doesn't get a good night's sleep the night before the big presentation?
Right,
And in
right.
that sense, I think Tekka couldn't be making the worst pillow in town. That's one of my theories.
That's a great theory. You know, I don't have any theories, but I'm just at that.
What pillow would be made of metal?
The scenes in the office have stuck with me in. Like, this isn't even me being ironic, but genuinely him finding those like grainy pornography pictures on the printer is like one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen.
That was fucked
And
up.
him the him taking the tarp off that thing, and it was just like a big red ball. What is going
That's
on?
part of my next theory. Okay, so where do we see big red balls?
Circuses.
Target.
Okay.
Big red balls are outside Target, but this is bigger than the normal red balls outside.
And yeah, and it's like a, it looks like it's almost from like a parade float or
So
something.
maybe it's the kind of thing like this is kind of an egg or kind of the queen of the Target balls, and the Target balls are like the maybe they're eggs, but maybe they're like the children of this larger red ball.
Maybe that's where the chairs come from. They
And that's
spawn
where the
from the
chairs
Target
hatch.
balls.
And because
Right.
they sell them at Target, Tekka chairs, that's a theory that's not confirmed yet by anywhere. But the theory that these chairs could be sold at Target and that the red balls outside of Target are hatching the chairs that are then being sold.
Have you
And
ever seen Pipe Rock Theory?
yes, it's
Yeah.
honestly kind of similar to Pipe Rock Theory, but the sense that, you know, that chair, that big red ball was very big. And the chairs outside, the balls outside of Target are a little smaller. And it's possible that one of the chairs was underdeveloped and they're selling like unripe chairs. And
Right. Young chair for the adrenochrome.
yeah, and but that's why his chair broke, because it wasn't fully developed. It was like, you know, not ripe. And if the
Right.
chair's not ripe,
You can't sit in an
it
unripe
can't walk.
chair.
That's what they said at Airbus.
What do you make of him going by Ron? That's interesting. It's in quotations. It's not like it's his middle name. It's
Well, I think it is his. I think his name is Ronald. His middle name is Ronald, so he's Ron. But
interesting.
I don't, that might be another thing that is revealed. Maybe it's a kind of a twin situation.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe
Right.
he's a junior, and that his father owns Tekka. That could be a possibility. And he's trying to take back his name from his son by ruining.
No, this is another thing I noticed. When he goes and he looks through the slideshow and he looks at that old picture, when he finds like the Tekka address, if you notice the old guy with the bubble necklace is looking at him with quite a look of disdain.
Yeah, do you? I he could have loosened the chair as well. Possible.
That's yeah.
To
That's
because he was
a good
passed up
point.
on his
He was
job.
passed up for the promotion.
So if he makes him look embarrassing, it puts him on a terrible path in life. But here's another thing that we have to think about. Here's a very important facet of the chair company that will come into play later on. And I feel very confident in saying this. The
The
rope,
June bug scene.
the June bug scene, but the rope bridge.
Right, yeah.
He goes to the woods and he looks at a rope bridge. And now at the time, we're not really exactly sure what's
Yeah,
going on.
or like, I don't.
But
It
later
looks like it's just kind of sad, but then later, yes, his
in the
boss.
episode, it's revealed he abandoned all of his dreams. No, he abandoned his stable life to pursue his dreams of
Of a
an
rope bridge.
outdoor company where he built a rope bridge.
Yeah.
So that represents his dream, right?
Right.
And I think there could be it could be leading to a major action set piece. It could be, who took him down? Why did he have to abandon the road bridge? The rope bridge. I mean, it's the possibility that Tekka was involved, or if he even went above Tekka, and that
Right.
the company that abandoned the rope bridge, that maybe he had a partner with him, and that guy is running Tekka. I mean, the possibilities are really endless in this. I think it's so fascinating, but that has to come into play.
Now, yeah, this is the most excited I've been about a television show since Smallville.
Smallville. So Tess was in Smallville. One other thing, last thing we'll talk about during chairs. I mean, it's the word on everybody's lips, wheelbarrow.
Right. That is very suspicious to have the outside wheelbarrow.
Because you have an inside wheelbarrow, and
He
that's.
says that he fucked up. He says it was a one-time thing, but you know it wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way it could be, right? Like, if you have an inside wheelbarrow, you keep that, so you don't bring that outside. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, you could bring other stuff out. You could use a dolly or a hand cart or something to bring the shit outside, but you don't bring the wheelbarrow outside.
You just don't
That's
do it.
disgusting.
It's not done.
What else we got on the.
But yeah, I mean, that's really, I think the wheelbarrow could play into it because I think it, if it's masquerading as an inside wheelbarrow, I mean, what else is this guy hiding? But
Right.
honestly, I trust that janitor. I do trust him. I think he's a
Yeah.
trustworthy character. Because even though he lied, I think he's trustworthy
I
because
think that he's trustworthy, but I think he could be compromised. I think that
I agree.
Tekka could find out about the wheelbarrow and use that
Leverage.
to blackmail him. Yeah.
The other interesting thing, the guy at the end who hits him, who hits,
Right.
Huron in the head, he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Right. And it's interesting that they'd hire such a slovenly and elderly hitman.
He knew to take off the shirt so that when he grabbed the shirt, he just took it off and he kept.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant move.
It's a great move.
That's years of
I
experience.
was a little curious why Ron didn't just continue to run after him. He's much younger. He's not in bad shape. He could catch up to
Honestly,
him.
it's such a brilliant move. I think he was stunlocked. I think he was
Right.
locked.
Right.
Because you grab that and you expect it to be over, and then you're holding a shirt and you're like, oh,
Wow.
you're just in awe. So that's our segment chairs. Every week, new episode.
But you know, I also wanted to. I went to Vegas recently, and Vegas is an Oz town now. I gotta say, there I have never seen so many Oz shirts and Oz paraphernalia. And obviously, like it's people going to the Sphere, but just around the strip, you're seeing more Oz shit than you are like
Absolutely.
Raiders jerseys. That's not even a joke. That's damn true. Everyone's wearing Oz shit out there. It's kind of a An Oz freak's abode.
It's Oz everywhere, man. Oz is blowing up.
Yeah.
How much do we have left? Could I finish this in like 15 minutes? We still got Smutter What? No way.
Yeah, I think we can finish in 50 minutes.
All right. Yeah, I'm probably gonna go on a hike then, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, we can do. We can. Do we have anything else before we go to Smut or what?
No, let's go straight.
All right. Smutter What 19. As I brought up last episode, it is Kinktober, folks.
Ooh.
So each of these fan fictions have a different Kinktober prompt. Let's start with Yes, Sir, which is for Kinktober Day 16, Remote Control Kinks. The
Ooh.
wizard controls a vibrating egg inside Glinda's vagina. He vibrates her pussy every time she forgets something and says that she has a very funny expression on her face. The end. That's another thing. These are very short. Kinktober prompts, like 600 words or less, mostly for some
That's good
reason.
for us.
Yeah. This next one, the root of the problem. This is from Kinktober Day 8. Figging. Are you aware of figging? So figging is a practice where you take a shaven ginger root, a piece of ginger root, and you stick it in your partner's anus. So, during their halcyon days at Shiz University, Fiera and Elphaba engage in some post-studying coitus. The couple has grown bored with vanilla sex and decides to try a new technique they've learned about from a book they found hidden in Dr. Dillaman's desk. Elphaba lays down with her ass in a high arch as Fiera begins to peel and lubricate a piece of ginger root. Slowly but forcefully, Fiera inserts the ginger root into Elphaba's anus, causing the hole to twinge and pucker as Elphaba lets out a slight yelp at the burning sensation. Fiera then begins to spank Elphaba, each slap causing her to flex her body, squeezing the ginger root tighter and tighter, causing more and more pain. Eventually, the root is entirely enveloped into Elphaba's green hole. The end. This next one, just a few questions. Kinktober Day 11, handcuffs slash sleeping. After Elphaba has been captured and handcuffed by the wizard's forces, she faces interrogation. However, the ordeal has made her quite sleepy and she finds it difficult to stay awake. Ugh. As she drifts to sleep, she feels somebody slide her moist pajama pants down, part her green labia, and rhythmically probe inside. The end. So, which one of those do you think I wrote in this Kinktober?
I think it was the
Think it was.
figgy.
Oh, is that your choice?
That's my guess.
Dylan has won Smutter What for the first time in a while. That brings his record up to 6-13. Yeah, I think you would. I figured you would know that one was me, but when I found out what that was, I was like,
Absolutely.
I have to do that one. What in the world?
You gotta go figging sometimes.
Gotta go figging. So that concludes Smutter What for this week.
Wow. Incredible. I won. I'm the Smut King.
Dylan is the Smut King.
Fitting for Kinktober, for Oztober. We're skipping Dizzy Doo, skipping we I don't have a gift. We're not in the same
Yeah,
place.
we're not with each other. The gift is my beautiful makeup this
Yeah.
week.
The fortune cookie, I mean,
Can't do it.
let's skip that.
We're in different time zones.
Yeah, let's go to our
WikiLeaks. There's probably
talent.
going to be a delay, but
Wicked
WikiLeaks
talent.
talented performance of the week. That's going to sound like dog shit. Who you got this week?
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. They said they're leaving in like 2 minutes.
Oh my God. Let's do a quick. Mine is Boris Karloff in The
Is not
Walking
going.
Dead, 1936.
I'm going with Nicole Kidman from Practical Magic. The
Great choice. Thank you,
time thing is
Lauren.
great.
Bye, everyone. Zazgaz, you're not supposed to get
Thank
it.
you, Lauren. You're not supposed to get it. Thank you, Haley and Michaela. And thank you to what's that guy's name that I sent you before? Thank you, Trish Denson. That's all. That's Oscast. You're not supposed to get it. Sponsored by Zevo Life, Old Glory, Good Feels,
Aspire.
Aspire Energy Drinks. Peace out, y'all.
NAJ, bye.